This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today said that Jammu and Kashmir has given a befitting reply to India's enemies as the Union Territory registered record voter turnout in the recently concluded Lok Sabha polls. Addressing the joint sitting of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha in Parliament this morning, the President said, for the past four decades, Kashmir witnessed low voting amid shutdowns and strikes, and the country's enemies propagated it as the opinion of Kashmir on international forums. But this time, Kashmir Valley has given a befitting reply to all such forces. She said that decades-long records of voting have been broken in Jammu and Kashmir. President Murmu said people are aware that only this government can fulfill their aspirations. She said the new government is going to present its first general budget in this parliament session, which will be an effective document of its far-reaching policies and futuristic vision, and reforms will be fast-tracked. In her address, the President said in 10 years, the country has risen from the 11th position to become the fifth largest economy. She also said her government is working to make India the third largest economy in the world. Highlighting the initiatives taken by the government for the Northeast region, the President observed that the centre is working for lasting peace in the region and several problems related to the area have been addressed in the last 10 years. President Murmu added that phase-wise repealing of AFSPA is underway in areas with unrest after making rapid progress in the region. Touching upon paper leak issue, the President said the government is committed to punish the guilty and probe the matter. She added that the government has also passed a law to check the incidents of irregularities in examinations.
हाल ही में कुछ परीक्षाओं में हुई पेपर लीक की घटनाओं की निष्पक्ष जांच और दोषियों को कड़ी से कड़ी सजा दिलवाने के लिए मेरी सरकार प्रतिबद्ध है.
Following the President's address, a motion of thanks will be moved in both Houses of Parliament, which will be discussed by the members. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha began on Monday, and the Rajya Sabha session will begin today. Yesterday, Om Birla was elected the new Speaker of the Lok Sabha for the second consecutive term. The senior BJP MP was elected with voice vote against the opposition's candidate K.A. Suresh of the Congress. Delhi Water Minister Atishi, who was undergoing treatment at LNGP Hospital, has been discharged today. She was admitted to the hospital after her blood sugar level dropped on Monday during a hunger strike. She was on hunger strike since the 21st of this month over the demand for more water from Haryana. She had suspended the hunger strike following her hospitalization. Veteran BJP leader Lal Krishna Advani was hospitalized late night at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, in Delhi following some old age-related complications. AIIMS officials said Mr. Advani is stable and under observation. The 96-year-old leader has been kept under the supervision of doctors of the geriatric department. Various parts of the national capital received light to moderate rainfall this morning. The rain brought much-needed respite to the people from the hot and humid weather condition. The minimum temperature was recorded at 28.6 degrees Celsius, while the maximum temperature remained at 39 degrees Celsius. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast mainly cloudy sky and light rainfall in Delhi today. Heavy rain continues to lash Kerala. Widespread damage due to incessant rainfall is being reported across the state. Orange alert has been issued in two districts and yellow alert in seven districts today. Odisha is likely to experience isolated heavy rainfall for the next 3 days under the influence of a cyclonic circulation over Bay of Bengal. Kenya's President William Ruto has said the finance bill that sparked nationwide deadly protests would be withdrawn. So far, at least 22 people have been killed and dozens more injured as the nationwide protests against a highly unpopular tax hike intensified. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, India will lock horns with defending champions England in Guyana in the second semi-final this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Team India has been in great form throughout the tournament as they have not lost even a single match yet. In the first semi-final, South Africa thrashed Afghanistan by 9 wickets in Trinidad this morning. This is the first time South Africa have advanced to the final of an ICC World Cup. And with that, we end this news bulletin.